Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But in the context of that, he talked about tithing as if it was just God's not involved in the affairs of men. That's basically right. how it was responded, versus the fact is God says, you know, honor me this in this, give me the first fruits and see that I won't open up the floodgates of heaven and pour you out a blessing. You see, it's not your tool, your techniques and your skills. It's not your skills that are making things happen. God's blessing your skills and blessing the work of your hands. And so he's the one that gives man the ability to get wealth. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's not only just, you know, honoring God is what he said do. It's also understanding that's why we're saying to God, I acknowledge that you're the one who provides for me. So it's more than just some sort of, it definitely ain't a tip. And it's not just being a good son versus a bad son. It's understanding that you're honoring God in the context of that. He says, if I am your father, where is my honor? Honor? What are you talking about? Why are you robbing me? Robbing you? Why are we robbing you? That's what he said. This is God's conversation with his people. He says, you're robbing me in tithes and offerings. And the reason for this now, the consequence of this is now your whole nation is under a curse.
Yeah.
So, don't let anybody convince you and think, you know, God's wisdom frustrates the intellect of the intelligence. So the intelligence of the intellect. So understand that they don't have to figure this out. You just have to know by faith that it's God that created the universe. And it is God who gives the ability to get wealth. And the reason why you have is because you're being faithful or God's just being merciful. Mm-hmm. You know,
that's right.
It's not because you figured it all out, because God can actually touch us where we couldn't even tie our shoes.
That's right.
And I say this because according to George Barna, 97% of regular church attenders, according to Barna Group, it says that they don't honor God in tithes and offerings. But how many people, I mean, this is not what we're even talking about. This is what we're talking about. How many people are calling this man up, talking about their money, and they're calling Susan, whoever, and talking about how to do my money and my money. It was like, Jiminy crickets, but 80% of these guys, according to Barna Group, are not even picking up their Bibles at all. And 81% not even picking up their Bibles at all. And out of the 19% that is picking it up, they're not reading it to find out what God says about money. Only 3% are. And it's like, what are we doing? And why is money so relevant? This is what Jesus said. He said in Matthew chapter 6, he says, I believe it's 6, you cannot serve God and money. Mm-hmm. And so you got, when your whole conversation is about money and it's not about God, money's your God. What do you do with that? You repent and say, dear Lord, I made what you gave me my God, instead of acknowledging that you are God and you're the one that entrusted me with this. And I'm going to make you God. Forgive me for the idolatry in my life. Forgive me for making money God. And he says, this is how you know that if you made money your God, because you're going to be divided between the two. You're going to be miserable in both places, you know? And if anybody ever tells you why they're in the presence of God and why the word of God's going forth and worship's going forth, they're looking at their watch, finding out, I got to go to work. You've made money your God.
That's right.
What are you doing? I mean, think about that. In the presence of God, imagine being in the throne room of God. The angels are singing, you know, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. And you're not joining in, first of all. Secondly, your mind is somewhere it shouldn't be because he knows the thoughts that are on our mind. And finally, you actually take your eyes and look down at your watch to see that you need to go to a job and make money, which he blesses the work of your hands. I mean, how offensive is that? And then 97% to rob him? This is why the whole nation is under a curse, he said in Malachi.
All the while being in a delusional state, thinking that you can pray to a God to enter a prayer while at the same time you're robbing him.
Right.
How does that work?
Yeah. Yeah. And so I would just say God's right. Let every man be a liar and God be the truth.
That's right.
And trust God with your finances. By the way, trust him while you can with your finances. This is what Jesus said. There was this particular man that he found out he was going to be fired. He wasn't going to have a job. His boss was mad at him. And when he found this out, he was a person that was over the accounts, over the boss's store. And so people would come that he gave product to, and he would send them invoices or bills, and they would come and they would pay him. They would come and they would pay him. And in that, when he found out he was going to be fired, he started doing things like, this is what Jesus said. I'm not saying this, and I'm just saying what Jesus said. And so, and he's telling the story about it. And so he says, man, this guy got really worried. He says, I'm too old, too proud to dig, you know, too proud to do this manual labor and too old to dig or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I need to, when this thing is over, you know, I want to be at least invited in people's homes. I want to have good relationships.
Right.
And isn't it amazing how many people that love money and love their job don't love people? It's like optional. Relationships are optional because you got your job, your relationships with your job and your money. You say more things about your work coworkers than you do your co-family. And so in that context, this is Jesus talking about it. So this man finds out he's going to be fired. And so this guy starts bringing people in, and he tells somebody, this first guy says, like, I'm not using some figures here. This, you can go check the figures out. We'll have the verse for you. Okay, you owe my boss $1,000. I'm going to cut it in half. All you owe, you're going to be, give me $500 and it's paid in full.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the guy's like, writing a check out, whatever, a check, some kronas or some shekels. And so then, and then another guy comes in, he cuts his bill down, and he's doing all this kind of stuff. And so you're thinking, wow, Jesus, this sounds like a lot of business, folks. This is sounding good. But he ends the story with a guy that's complimenting this guy to say he was a shrewd businessman. He understood the time. He understood what was going on. Because at least in the end, and there's about to be an end of finances, I believe, as we know it. And in the end, that he said, at least I'd be invited into someone's home. And there's so many people today that they made God their money, their job their money. You haven't built any relationships whatsoever. You're part of the 97% that's been robbing God. And you're going to knock on somebody's door professing to be a believer. And they're going to say, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoer. I mean, they're not going to know. You know. Are you sure? Can we trust you? Are you part of that whole thing? And he said, but if you would have done, used money to build relationships, use money to the money that God's given you, help people with it. Because you never know how long you'll have it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what Paul said. I'm not taking from you so you don't have. I'm taking the offering from you so I can give to others that don't have. So when you don't have, then these guys that you loan to now, they'll help you. And so your whole life should be helping folks. Just helping them. When God looks at your check register and looks at your how you handled your finances, and when NSA finds out what you're doing, they should be willing, like, hey, this guy loves God. He gives away 50% of his income towards other people and helping people out or whatever it is. But in the end, by the way, whatever we did with money is truly what we did with God.
Mm-hmm.
Because if God is our God and money's not our God, guess what we did with money? We did just like this shrewd young manager. And this is what Jesus did. Jesus commended him. He commended him for doing this because he was a shrewd manager. He used the money that he had at the time and the position and the power he had at the time to love on folks and give people breaks and to help people out. And this stuff about, you know, capitalism's done a lot for a lot of people, but if it ever takes away this component, then it's evil.
Mm-hmm.
And the component is, as Christians, we are loyal to the kingdom of God, even if it's not even capitalism in our future, because the capital for us is in heaven, the throne room of God. And this is what Jesus said to do. So we need to take care of those who have needs. We need to be known for helping others out. And understand, just like this man knew his job was about to end, a lot of things are about to shift in America. So while you have something, use it for others, not just for yourself. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.